The 2018 North American International Auto Show begins on Saturday after Friday's famous must-see and must-be-seen charity gala. But the most exclusive event associated with the auto show was actually last week. It's a special show featuring ultra-luxury automobiles, including the latest Aston Martins, Ferraris, Lamborghinis, and Rolls-Royces. So I put on my mink stole and long white gloves and check it out. Well, actually, I went business casual. I figured I couldn't even begin to compete with the wardrobes of the women attending this glittery luxury car fest, and I was right. Do you remember that TV show, Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous?
Thank you for joining us. I'm Robin Leach with those champagne wishes and caviar dreams.
It's a little like that, except you can take as many selfies as you want, sitting in the cars that only the people with plump pocketbooks can afford to buy. Max Muncy handles public relations for this celebration of the most exclusive car brands.
We fly Wolfgang Puck in from Beverly Hills to make the food for guests. We have Rolls-Royce and Ferrari and Bugatti and Lamborghini and many other amazing brands here on display.
Now, anyone can go for the price of a $250 ticket, but Muncy says the marketing is pretty exclusive. I kind of figured there must be a list. Right?
We do have a list, yes.
We're talking people rich enough to actually buy one of these cars. Sorry, they're not rich. They're, quote, highly qualified. People with American Express Centurion cards, for example. Those are the cards the company offers only if you spend $450,000 a year on your other American Express cards. There's also plenty of well-known Metro Detroit attorneys in the crowd, auto executives, and local celebrities. And there are some serious shoppers among the guests. I asked one gal if she was going to buy the Maserati on display. No, she likes the Maserati she already owns better. Martina Javier is in the market.
In Plaza Verdada, she's like 2 months from being 15. So we are seriously thinking about to buy 3 vehicles. So yeah, we are just kind of thinking, like trying to find out what's new and what we are gonna get.
But there are also plenty of just plain gawkers and wannabes. People with a special date they want to impress. Dreamers. Travis Barda is checking out the star of the show, the new Rolls-Royce Phantom. He's just...
Window shopping. This is pretty much a dream car for the, you know, when I win the lottery, I guess. Not a car I'm going to go out and buy tomorrow.
How much is this one?
$520,000.
Of course, I don't pass up what could be my only opportunity ever to sit in a Rolls-Royce. I get in the back seat and my feet just sink into something. There's this plush, sort of soft cushiony thing in the back. Oh my God, it is so nice. I urge Travis Barda's wife, Amber Barda, to take off her shoes in the back seat and give it a try.
I might not want to ever put my shoes back on after this. This is amazing.
Isn't
that? That is. That feels like something extinct.
Oh, and the ceiling has lights in it like a night sky. Mark Davis of Rolls-Royce of Michigan describes it.
There's 1,340 fiber optic lights, and those are customizable. So if you wanted to see a certain star constellation in the roof, that's a request that could be made through the bespoke department at Rolls.
The Phantom also comes with a fancy bespoke umbrella that's stored in the door. You know, if your chauffeur has the day off, I guess. So after drooling all over the Phantom, now I have to tell you that you won't see it at the regular auto show. Only 16 of the 29 cars here will be on display. The Rolls is on to another exclusive venue somewhere, maybe ending up at that mansion across the bay. You know the one, with the green light shining through the mist, and a beautiful woman named Daisy getting into the back seat. For Michigan Radio News, I'm Tracy Samilton.